Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Our scripture today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 19 through 21. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself so that they might declare my praise. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. And mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. I remember those days. My mother would say, I just need a moment of peace and quiet. She was the mother of three boys. She ran the emergency room at our local hospital, and she tried to maintain us during the holidays. They would invent things for us to do. We didn't have no Elf on the Shelf when I was a kid. We had the switch bush. We didn't have fruit roll-ups either, but I still am hanging on to my fruit roll-up, by the way. More on that after a while. I am doing a new thing, Isaiah tells us from the mouth of God, from the heart of God. I am doing a new thing. And that scares most of us to death. In 1899, Charles H. Duell served as the Commissioner of Patents for the United States government. Allegedly, Duell claimed at one point to Congress that the patent office should be shut down because, Duell says, everything that can be invented has been invented. Now, last week I misstated a fact, and I was corrected on that afterwards. So I'm going to share with you today, for the fact checkers among us, this was actually a satirical moment from Punch magazine that was attributed to Duell. Evidently, Punch magazine was like the Mad magazine of its time. You all know that, or the Wittenberg Door of its time, or the Onion for you millennials. But it's made its way for all these years, still as a part of our oral tradition. Everything that can be invented has been invented, so let's close down this arm of government. Since 1899, the U.S. Patent Office has granted more than 18 million patents. It took 50 years for the printing press to gain acceptance after Gutenberg had invented it because the monks who had the job assignment of printing everything would be put out of a job. And evidently, the monk lobby was pretty strong. 50 years. The telephone was criticized as the thing that would bring down the human interactions around the world, because people would be so anticipating the telephone to ring, they would not go out and be among their friends anymore. Steve Jobs took care of that. We now carry our phones with us wherever we go. The computer was feared for ending the labor market. It would bring about the downfall of education, journalism, and personal productivity, because we were promised when the computer came on the scene that we would all only have to work 4 days a week. Now it's 24/7. Matt Norman, I see you on the back corner back there, and I can't wait to hug your neck in just a few minutes. Matt and Michelle Normans are good friends and wonderful CBF field personnel. And Caden, thank you for bringing him this morning. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. AI, scared to death of it. I love it. ChatGPT did not write my sermon today because I didn't like the draft it produced for me. But I'm not afraid of it. Bill Baxley is teaching me new tricks with AI, and I love those conversations. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And that scares us to death. On June the 1st, the very first Sunday of this year, when I stood here, some of you were scared to death. What has an old fat guy got to say to us? We like the young woman who used to stand here. And here we are 5 months later. And God is doing good things among us. God is doing great things among us still. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And some of you have gotten very comfortable in your pew at this point and say, well, you know, he's not so bad for an old fat guy. And the pastor search committee is saying, well, we need somebody besides that old fat guy. And so I'm quickly working my way out of a job. Please continue praying for your pastor search committee. We've not mentioned you by name recently, but we do continue to lift you up as you search for the next pastor. Behold, I am doing a new thing. And that scares many of us because we like the old things. We're in a good rut. We know what's going to happen. The Saturday before Christmas, my grandmother and I would deliver cakes to the church so that every minister would have their own cake. And I said to her one day, Nanny, why don't you just make one cake? And she said, because I want each of those men to know I love them. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. I told you a little bit about growing up in the asylum or around the asylum in Milledgeville, Georgia. We lived on the grounds. My dad was a recreation therapy director, and at this time of year at the asylum, churches from all over our community would have parties for the patients. And there were standard things to provide, like Coca-Colas in the little bottles. We call them nickel Cokes in the good old days, remember? Because you could buy them for a nickel and a penny. I don't know why we didn't call them 6 cent Cokes, but anyhow. And whatever was left over from the Christmas parties, my dad would bring home. And the rule was you could have as many Coca-Colas during the day as you wanted. And when they were gone, they were gone. And so my dad would bring home cases of Coca-Colas. And my brothers and I would be on a sugar high for 2 weeks. Fabulous. He also would bring us those little ice cream cups. Remember those? With the wooden spoons? And I remember he would bring home this many. And we could have as many of them as we wanted until they ran out. Coca-Cola and vanilla ice cream and peppermint sticks. It is Christmas. I miss those days. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. This morning I woke up and I shared to one of my good friends, Siri. Play Christmas music. And Elvis began to sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." It wasn't quite the song I wanted, so Siri and I kept dickering until we got the right one. I really don't want to hear Taylor Swift sing Christmas carols. Sorry, Annabeth. I really don't want to hear Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga sing Christmas songs. I didn't even want to hear Bing Crosby and David Bowie sing The Little Drummer Boy. Whoever thought that was a good idea? I want Bing Crosby. I don't want Elvis or anyone else to sing that song. Come on. Behold, I am doing a new thing. And that scares most of us to death. Isaiah speaks directly to Israel's liberation. His words to Israel go back to the Exodus, and you can go back and trace in those verses that Angela read for us. The themes are evident, making a pathway through the sea, overthrowing the chariots, opening a highway through the wilderness, providing water and manna. It got so bad for Israel that they wished to go back to slavery and wished to make bricks with straw. How long are we going to wander in this wilderness? I also don't want to hear Twisted Sister or the Ramones singing Christmas carols. Lord have mercy. At least when we were in slavery, we knew what every day was going to bring. At least when someone else was controlling our lives, we knew what each day was going to bring. We can't see the peace because of our fear. December 7th is a day that will live in infamy. Some of you remember Pearl Harbor Day. Today is the 84th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Over 2,000 soldiers died in that attack. Fear. It's all around us. It's all over us. I wonder if peace is even possible. I wonder if the Prince of Peace can really deliver. I wonder why the angels are singing peace on earth. Fear keeps us from embracing anything new. Fear can strain relationships. Fear can make us irritable. Fear leads to a lack of trust and a lowering or even total loss of intimacy. Fear increases our heart rate, induces rapid breathing and sweating and shaking and nausea and muscle tension. Fear is not healthy, but that's our default emotion for many of us. Scripture says that fear keeps us in bondage. Fear leads to generational curses. Fear leads to death and destruction. But the angels say, fear not. Isaiah says that God says, behold, I am doing a new thing. In the summertime at my grandmother's house, it was always hot. And she had the big wrought iron fans that swiveled and blew hot air around the house, but it was always hot. My dad and my uncle decided my grandmother needed an air conditioner. For what? My grandmother said. My grandmother was about this tall. She was a banty rooster of a woman, but strong as an ox. The light of my life. Why do I need an air conditioner? Because you'll be more comfortable. And so they went to the Western Auto store and they bought an air conditioner, a window unit. It was about the size of this pulpit. They put it in the window and pushed the button, and cool air began to fill the den of my grandmother's house. And all of us, oh, it's so wonderful, except for my grandmother, who thought, y'all are ruining my house with that thing. The unit was so powerful, my grandmother had to strap in to turn it on so it wouldn't blow her across the room. A couple of days later, we had Sunday dinner, and the air conditioner was not on. But on top of the air conditioner was a black wrought iron fan blowing air across the den. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Can you feel it? Can you taste it? Can you yearn for it? Peace on earth, just for a moment, would you be quiet so I can have some peace. God, forgive us when our fear overcomes our spirit. When our fear causes us to be faint. When our fear causes us to be argumentative. When our fear challenges everything about your created order. Thank you for the candle of peace that burns brightly to remind us, fear not. Welcome this new thing, Jesus the Christ. We pray in his name. Amen.